You hear what I say? This man can give you 10 different things that will go wrong with your brain as you begin to grow old. But it's a lie of the devil that he's telling you. If he tells you, he can tell his patients who are unbelievers or who don't want to be planted in the cause of our God. But if he tells you that, say, "Doc, you know they read again. You don't forget." What he doesn't read is his problem. What you mean is that he's not been reading the Word of God. Are you getting my point? They can tell you how common cancers are in older people. How the pancreas begins to malfunction when you're aging. And your heart begins to get tired. And listen to me, medically speaking, they are not any lies. But the Bible says, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit will give it life because of righteousness. He said, that same spirit that took a dead man and raised him up from the dead by himself with nobody outside praying for him, he was there to shout Lazarus. No, so this one, nobody is there shouting his name. That same spirit raised him up from the dead. He said, it will give life to your mortal bodies.
Amen.
Amen. Are you getting my point? So listen, I told you before, we are not discussing common sense. We are saying what God has said about the situation. Listen, that's what I want to preach to us today before I close. Old age is not a disease. Let me say it one more time. Old age is not a disease.
Amen.
Go home and tell your father, old age is not a disease.
Amen.
Go home, tell your mother, old age is not a disease. It's very important. And listen, believe it yourself. Old age is not a disease. Don't take pride. People say, you know, I'm beginning to grow old these days. I'm beginning to forget things. There are things, listen, I forget things more now than I did many years ago. Not because I'm older, because I have more things to need to remember. Yes, that's all. I'm not sick. And in case I was sick, the sickness that just heard me now tell it that I'm not sick. Therefore, it has hired a bus. Packing his load and it's going away. You are getting what I'm saying? The reason why I will forget some things now, more than when I was very small, is simply because I now have to remember more things. You tell Akinlu that, what does he have to remember? He only needs to know where his own shoes are. Alright? That's all. I need to know where my shoes are, where his own, alright? Where he kept them, when he will get a new pair. He doesn't do accounting. He doesn't get SMS from any bank. Are you getting what I'm explaining? No bank sends him SMS. Nobody. Nobody calls him and tells him about their personal problems. Nobody. 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 He has never had to negotiate payment of rent. Never. As much as he wants to, he loves to watch a children's program on TV. He has never been to DSTV office. Or you know, one day he'll put on the TV and he just tell me that the money has finished. That's all he knows. When he says you are not empowered to watch this channel or your account has been suspended. All he does is inform me that this money has finished. He does not know where DSTV office is. That's why he is not allowed to forget things. When I wake up in the morning, I know I have to preach. Olayinka is out there. Ask him the distance we have covered between yesterday morning and this afternoon. At the point in time, I told the boy, you are pressing this accelerator too much. Because the way you are telling me we need to buy fuel, I'm not used to this guy chopping fuel like this. And the man pointed out to me the distance we have covered. Are you getting my point? We were all this while. If my children were in the car, they are there relaxing, demanding I want to weep. I'm thirsty. You get my point, I'm saying? Anything beyond this, I'm not allowed to forget anything. That's what I'm saying. I am not allowed to forget anything. Christians, wake up. They are appointing 70-year-old men as ministers. Wake up. Are you getting my point? 70-year-old men are contesting to be president. Wake up. There's nobody that should lie to you that your brain shrinks with age. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Your own brain is not allowed to shrink with age. That's what I'm explaining. Kenegi said something. I told the story a few times before. He said, he read in Reader's Digest, very beautiful magazine, but they told the lie of the devil also. that as you get older, you start forgetting things because your brain cells start getting lost. They start atrophying. They start shrinking. They start depositing amyloid. We have some satanic words we use in medicine to persuade you that you are not normal. If you believe it, amyloid will form in your brain. Bam! Today you were normal. By the time we are through, amyloid is in your brain. Just from talking to you about it. A friend of mine told me a story. Let me quickly remind you of that story before I continue what I was saying. He said, one day he called me. He said, Banky. I said, what's up? He said, I just killed somebody. I said, how did you manage it? Being a doctor, I knew he must be going somewhere. He said, I saw a patient last week. No, some time ago. He said, my patient just died. So I saw this man some time ago. He came to to my clinic from the office. He said, I wasn't feeling very well. So we ran some tests, and then I discovered that he had cancer in the liver. So by the time he came for the next appointment, I told him he had cancer of the liver. He said, I was telling him, he began to sweat. He broke out in a sweat. Now listen, this man was fairly okay. He went to work. He just came. He said, I wasn't feeling too well. You know, I'm not feeling very well. Please, doctor. You know, he told me it was malaria. Doctor checked him and felt something inside his stomach. So he checked it. He tested it. Took some samples. And then they said, sorry, sir. You have cancer of the liver. And he doesn't have any medical cure till today. He doesn't have. As he said to him simply, put your house in order. For you shall die and not live. And this is why he told me he killed somebody. He said, the next time I saw this patient, he was sick. He had become jaundiced. He had lost weight. He said he was just sick. He said, next time I saw him, he was dead. That was when he called me and said, I just killed somebody. What did he mean? He said, if I didn't tell him he was going to die, that man would have still been alive. Listen, there are many forces that control what happens on this earth. Sometimes they suggest things to you and you accept it. You look like you are sick. Tell the person, your eye is not correct. Simple. Leave it there. May it vex. Just go your way. If I'm sick, I can't feel it. When they worry you, now you go see. Remove the log in your eyes before you start seeing this moat. I mean, I got up, came to your house bubbling. I'm looking like I'm sick. You are a satanic prophet. You know what I'm saying? It's in the scriptures. Peter prophesied satanically to Jesus Christ. I hope you don't mind those my English words. I coin once in a while, satanically. You are getting my point? So Kennedy said he was reading a book. Jesus died, and he told him that as you grow older, your brain starts shrinking, you start forgetting. And he started getting ready. Oh, God. You don't know. That's why, listen. You are not smart or wise enough to reject these things by yourself. You are not. It's only as the word of God fills you that they knock those things away. And using his story as an illustration, what happened? He said one day he was in the Bible and he recounted the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And Abraham turned to the rich man who was suffering and said, son, remember. And suddenly he closed his Bible and said, what? He said, remember. Remember. He's telling a dead man, remember. He said, that means you don't remember with your brain, you remember with your spirit. So he said, I will never forget anything. I still have his messages that he preached when he was old, in his 80s. You see him telling stories. He'll tell you, this happened 15th of June, 1935, in the city of McKinney, Texas, number 105, this particular street, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He will give you details how it happened. As an old man. Why? Because one day, Satan gave him a book. Told him, read. Who has believed my report? And the man said, no, I don't believe it. I believe the report of the Lord. And whoever believes the report of the Lord, to him shall the hand of the Lord be revealed. Simple. What I want to preach today, talking about the fact that this is what God says about healing. I don't know why I want to start from there, but old age is not a disease. Let me say it one more time. Old age is not what? A disease. It is not a disease. Your kidneys will not get tired. Amen. Let me say one more time. Your kidneys will not get tired.
Amen.
Your heart will never get tired.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Simple. The reason is because you will be planted in the courts of the Lord.
Amen.
And from there, because he said, listen, look at what he said. Let's get back there. Psalm 92, yes. He said, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. They will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. That's where I wanted to get to. It's where they are planted that decides what they are full of. You know, when you know a man is about to die, it's when he retires and goes to the village. Naturally, village life should have made a man live longer. But not African village. Yeah. You know the problem? It's what he hears. Where it's planted. That's where I'm going to. It's where the man is planted. He starts sitting around with people who have no dream, no vision, no plan. And they start feeding him with words that don't contain life. You wake up every day, you start settling quarrel between two jobless people. You will die young. You don't know. They are sapping life out of you. You are there. You have not become a local village chief. You, that you were a director in a federal government parastatal. That is not promotion. That's demotion. That's why your brain begins to cooperate with medical science. It starts shrinking. Because there's no taxing of it anymore. Are you getting my point? You're no longer planted where people are supposed to flourish. That's the point I'm making. It's where a man is planted that decides whether what he will be full of. If he's planted in the courts of our God, he will be full of sap even if he's old. And he will still be productive in old age. Listen, this is the prayer I pray to God. And I'm saying it, thy will be done as it is written in heaven. You know what that means? We're going to get into our message on Tuesday if you don't understand what I just said. This is the prayer I have prayed. Listen, I pray for my children. They will do very well in life. Amen?
Amen.
But as a 90-year-old man, Akinlu will come to me one day if he wants. And says, Daddy, please, can you lend us money? We need to pull some things out of some pits that we just... And I'll tell you simply, how much? In today's Naira, say my 3.5 billion. I'll pick my phone. I'll call the manager. I say, my son, you know that boy, he's coming. Give him 3.5 billion. And I stop interrupting. I'm discussing with your mother. I'm talking to a 90-year-old man. In the name of Jesus Christ, thy will be done. Yes. That's what it means to be old and full of sap. You. We still tune to listen to me. The message I preached the week before. Not Pastor Banky's classics. Arab nonsense. You can play classics when I'm gone. As long as I'm alive, you ain't playing no classics. You don't know how old you are going to be there, but you are still going to tune. At that time, you may be the territorial ruler of Australia. I don't care, but you will tune. You will tell your great-grandchildren, please help me put on the TV. Pastor is coming on air. I'm supposed to see when next I go back to Nigeria. And when you are coming, I'm 90, you still bring me an offering. You are getting what I'm saying? Because they will be old and what? Full of sap. They're not going to be old and dried up and tired. They will be old. You say they won't grow old. At the age of 90, I may look quite young, but you see now I'm older than my children. Are you getting my point? I'll still be fit. I've seen, I think it is something year old man, jogging up a hill. Those are things that I don't forget. At 80-something, this man was jogging up a hill. I said, the name of Jesus Christ, this is my testimony. You will get to my house that day. He said, where is Pastor? I said, he went jogging. He and his wife. said they are preparing for his 90th birthday. So they went to go and jog so that he would look very nice. Did you bring him a suit that he will wear? Because they will be old and what? Full of sap. It's where they are planted. The problems are, you know where we are planted? So, you know, there are people who, they will go and join one church society in the village so that in case they die, somebody will bury them. Don't worry. Let me just, it won't happen to you, but just don't worry. Your children will bury you nicely with or without the village society. If the village won't come, Americans will come. Rwandans will come. Are you getting my point? Ethiopians will come. Your villagers will need to beg for seats the day of your funeral. Amen. So you don't need to join society. Amen. If you want to join a society, because you want to be a blessing. It's like, so that when your daughter wants to marry, hey God, this is small-mindedness. One of my friends that passed on the other day was very tragic, with all felt very bad, but we went to bury him. The family knew that he knew people. He died abroad. When we were discussing, we said, okay, no problem. We'll call our people in South Africa to get the body back to Nigeria. That's what we told the family. Simple. What are you talking about? They knew he knew. Look, listen, so forget all of those things. There are people, you know, there are people who join church because of burial and marriage. Or begging to die. At the age of 45, you're already thinking of joining society in the village. Because somebody, listen, you will have a decent burial. You have no choice. You will have. God forbid, I won't die now, amen? In my little life now, if I died now, there are too many people who bury me. Let my village people say they are not going to come. Who gives a hoot whether they come or not? I'm first and foremost a Christian. I hope you know that. Yes, first and foremost. You go and plant yourself where they will be feeding you with nonsense. He said, before this meeting, we always have to pour libation. He said, to who? To the ancestral spirit. Want to pour away there and there, I collect it, drink it, I'm the ancestral spirit. What's wrong with you? I'm the ancestral spirit. I mean, you don't know that the spirit of God dwells in me? The ancient of age. You get my point? His spirit is in me. I'm the ancestral spirit. Give me, let me drink. Don't pour it on the floor. I'm invoking demons where I'm present. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what we do. Now go and sit down. The cola does not speak English. I want nothing. You are chopping illiterate cola. He can't speak English in the year 2011. The cola must be deaf if he can't speak English in 2011. It's where men are planted. They planted themselves around village customs. Every time it's New Yam Festival, they are there, dancing in front. Your brain is going to shrink at 65. Now see what Paul said. He said, don't you know that these things that they sacrifice to demons? Therefore, when they tell you, come, let us gather, I said, no, not at that time. Then go and gather. He said, New Yam Festival. Anybody want to do your vegetation, come to your church. Yes. And we'll sing praise and worship. Father, we'll give you thanks for the harvest. Hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you that we shall eat yam this year. We shall eat it next year. In the name of Jesus Christ, in 50 years' time, we shall not be bending down to cultivate yam. We shall be using combined harvesters. In the name, I'm telling you. I can't find anybody to no bloody village under any tree because it's New Yam Festival. He says, it's your age group. You were born alone, my friend. Yeah, it's true. You were born alone. He said, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, your mother. He said, when I called him, he was alone. Then I increased him and I multiplied him. Listen, it's where you are planted. That's what I'm emphasizing. It's where you are planted. Some of us are still planted. Some of us are still planted in medical journals. Every day. Say at the age of 40, what are the diseases to expect? And you start seeing the signs and the symptoms. One day I saw a friend of mine. He was drug dealing. I'll tell you what I mean. You know, drug dealers, you know the way they do it. They go pass money, pass the wrap. The guy passed money to a pharmacist. The pharmacist passed him a pack. I said, boy, what is that? He said, cholesterol lowering drugs. Thank you. Me too, I wondered. I said, eh? Cholesterol lowering drugs. Now, I won't go to the medical, you know, talk on it. But I asked him a simple question. What's wrong with you? He said that the other day he did an ECG. There were these abnormal waves, just to be sure. You want to get pancreatitis, yeah? At this age, you want to start taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. Take it from me. He's not sick. Now, listen. I know what I'm about to tell you. This is medicine, not even the word of God. Now, just simply medicine. All right? He did not need those drugs. The only reason why it's being pushed down his throat is because the pharmaceutical companies must make money. Let me tell you something. Human beings are wicked. That's what I need to tell you. The pharmaceutical companies don't sell what is good for you. They sell what makes money. The only reason why the thing is good is because NAFDAC insists it must be good. If you don't watch them, they will sell you poison. And I'm not joking about that. Profit is first. I told a friend of mine once, big shot in a pharmaceutical company. I said, I have a theory. I know it's a matter of fact, actually. I said, we just need to prove it. You're a big shot. You can get us funding. Fund this particular thing. I want to do this particular investigation to prove that most Nigerians, 99% of Nigerians, don't need these cholesterol-lowering drugs. He said to me, why should I fund what will reduce my sales? I don't know where I heard him. He said, why should I fund what we, now, he's a big shot, a very, very big company. He said, no. He said, I can't get approval for that. You are telling us we don't need to sell drugs. The mark of the beast, the spirit of the Antichrist, is what you just heard talk of. It's worshipping mammon. My friend, I knew he didn't need those drugs. But he had been planted in medical journals, not in the courts of our God. Therefore, listen, this is my persuasion. A lot of those funny medicines that people like him take are the things that will kill them. If they are not bothered, they will have lived longer. A friend of mine called me the other day. He said, my mother is dead. And he said something. He said, but you can be sure he lived longer than many people who has. She lived longer than many of my patients that had her illness. That the treatment they give them, he said, once his mother became ill with that condition, he told them straight, no treatment, please. And she lived for many months after that. He said, all my patients who travel for treatment, he said, they are all dead. All of them. He said, my mother lived longer than the rest of them. Listen, people say that this Christians, they don't take medicine and then they fall sick and die. I've seen too many people who died from the medicine that we gave. Anyone telling me story about a child the other day? They gave a dose of being Christian, she died the next day. Which one? One child treatment, because the doctor followed the prescription in the textbook. One shot, the child was dead. One shot. I have seen people who were not sick. Doctors said they are sick. They treated the person died. And after they died, they found out they were not sick. I'm not saying you should run away from doctors. But first, plant yourself in the courts of God. He is first and foremost the doctor that you need. Do you get my point?
Yes.
Let nobody deceive you. Make doctors look like God. They are far from it. Look, listen. patients who see doctors get well for two reasons. One, some of them get well because of the treatment. Most get well in spite of the treatment. A few are unfortunate. They died because of the treatment. I am not joking. My proportions may not be correct. You understand? But it's not a joke. A lot of people get well because the doctor is there to say, "Bele, bele, bele. How are you feeling?" And the fellow is feeling, "Thank God, I'm getting attention. Thank God." If you had gone home and your wife had said, "Bele, bele, bele," and you had said, "Thank God, I'm getting attention," you still would have been well. A lot of people are helped. I'm not saying the people are not helped. I get my point. A lot of people are helped. But listen to me. A man, a child of God, must first be planted in the courts of our God. First and foremost, must be planted in the courts of our God. What makes people primarily, the primary reason why people age becomes sickness for them is because they are not planted properly. Otherwise, having studied the scriptures, age is not supposed to be a disease. You hear what I said? Age is not supposed to be a disease. Listen, nobody should tell you, slow down, you know, you are getting old. No. There's a proper amount of work that a man, a woman is supposed to do. Are you getting my point? There's a certain amount of rest that you must get. You must not be anxious. You must not let anxiety come upon you. Are you getting me? No matter how hard the work it is you are doing, you must sleep well. I have seen preachers preach before that a man should work very hard. That they don't bother sleeping. They just get up during the night and be walking. And be walking. As much as I believe many things, they say that there are things I don't believe. I made a joke recently. I told people, say, now, a lot of them are home at night. I'm writing. I'm posting messages on our website. That's, you know, circulating emails. You know, I have a new rule. Once it is night, I quench the computer. And this, I've added an hour to acquaint my phone. If it's an emergency, call the police. Are you getting my point? Leave me alone. It is vain to rise up early and to go to bed late, eating the bread of sorrows, because the Lord gives to his beloved even while he sleeps. You know, the other day, yesterday or this morning, I looked at my eyes in the mirror. I looked closely. I told my wife, "They're looking very white." And she said, "Yeah, ever since you made up your mind, you must sleep very, very well. Your eyes cleared up." Some people actually thought I had congenital red eyes. I did not have it. It's when a man doesn't sleep well. Then the eyes begin to change color, begin to look like fella. You get what I'm saying? I sleep very well. Your body rearranges properly. And you wake up at night. You are the first to wake up in the whole neighborhood. They say you are praying. Those kind of prayers that you listen, reduce it to once a week. Otherwise, wake up a good time. You understand? Pray properly. Then you want to pray at night. Pray. Just enter the room early. 24-hour television is against the will of God. I think they should command TVs to be closing like when we're young. Those days, one is this night. Dun, 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 dun. NTA is closing down. They sing national anthem. They shut down. Now, DSTV makes sure that, in fact, there have been times you will come out. You see my son, cross leg there. He's changing channel. 12 midnight. Come on, get up, my friend, and go to bed. If you don't go to sleep, you won't grow tall. That's what I was told when I was young. I don't know how to treat. Hey. Go and sleep. If you're not sleeping, take a book, read on the bed. What am I saying? If you follow this, you will not get tired as you are aging. Age is not a disease. Let me say one more time. Age is not a disease. Go home, tell your parents, call them today after the service. Say, "Pastor Banky said I should tell you that age is not a disease. It may be common with the world. They say this kind of problems are commoner in elderly people. Thank God, number one, they didn't say it will happen to every elderly person. It's just commoner. We are the people that make it commoner, but not every. You know what I mean? That when it doesn't happen to us, they can only use the word commoner. They can't use the word every. It may happen to people, but I'm telling you, if you are planted, are you getting my point? This is what the Bible says. You will be old and you will still be fresh. Now when it says full of sap, you take a tree, you know. When it's dry, it's easy to break. When it's still fresh, it's tough, it's resilient. You bend it, it stretches back. You're getting my point? When you bend it by force, it will crack. But you straighten it tight, it heals. Yes. That's what it means to be full of sap. And the Bible says if you are planted, that's what your testimony will be. I've told you before, this government one of saying that when you are 65, retire, they are just trying to make government jobs go wrong. So if I were you, you know what I would do? Even if I work for government, I would resign at the age of 50-something and go and create a competition for them. You have no business in life retiring. No. You can change what you are doing, but you are not allowed to retire. Because in old age, you must be full of sap. I said what? In old age, you must be full of sap. Why? Because that is what the word of God says. I don't know why I just said to you that. Look, let me start from there. What am I saying? Don't let the world build expectations. You are still young. They say, you can still do this because you are still young. When they went for a meeting, couples meeting. Very interesting testimony. I am one that these Rockets wives got up and said something. That what I wear today, what I wore this morning, you know, my husband chose it. And they laughed. They said, when did you marry? Last year. And everybody laughed. You know, I just married. I put up my hand. I said, but I married 11 years ago. I still dress my wife up. You are laughing at her because she married last year when she said it. I said, okay, what about me? I married 11 years. By that time, you know, this year is 12 years, Abby. It was last year. I said, but I married 11 years ago. If you see, look, I will tell my wife, no, don't wear that. That doesn't look good on you. There's one I tell her that makes her laugh. I said, you look like the wife of a suffering man. A struggling man. I said, come on, go and change that. What am I saying? Everybody expected that all this your wife is dressing you, you are dressing your wife, is because you have just married. As a marriage begins to age, it will be drained of sap. That's what they expect. So I got up and said, okay guys, what about me? I've been married for 11 years. And it's full of sap. And it's getting choked with sap. That's my wife. I think I chase her more than some many young husbands chase their wives. It's a matter of fact. One day I was in the hospital. I just went to work one day. And one woman saw me on TV, NTA. It was on NTA that time. You know, we were on NTA for about one quarter. She saw me. In fact, the woman and I, we have never spoken before, really. You know, mother, you know, she worked, I worked on top floor in that building. She worked on second floor. So we just greeted her, good morning. You know, just normal courtesy, good morning. That morning she stopped me. Say, I saw you on TV. Listen, say, I heard something I've never heard before. He said, you say you have been married for this number of years, and he said you love your wife more now than you loved her at the beginning. She said, I've never heard it. She and I have never spoken, chatted before. Walk in the same building, more like, hi. That morning she stopped me and said, hey, that's a new thing. I was watching you yesterday on TV, and you said you love your wife more now than when you married her. He said, no, I can't remember, maybe that would have been like 8 or 9 years. She said, I've never heard it. This is the first time I'm hearing it. I like to say such things because, you know, Frank just got married too. All these people that are just getting married, let them know as a matter of fact. I mean, only, maybe my wife not been around for a while. All my children come to her, I say, oh, you should get out. Get out. If I did not stay alone with this woman, God would not have given you people life. So all of you should go. Leave me alone with my wife.
I was called alone with my wife. Then God increased me. I don't know what the Bible says.
I just said those things. Just talked about on TV. And the woman said she has never heard it. People are used to as they are getting older. And then the women too cooperate. They cooperate now. You know, it's your children you have. It's your children you have. These men, you don't own them. It shall be to you according to your faith.
Oh, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. What am I saying? No, we refuse those expectations that are inferior to the word of God.
Listen, it's as we build these expectations with God's word that it now says, sit from the book of the Lord and read. None of these shall fail. What am I saying? Every word that has been uttered that is the word of God into your life, none of these shall fail in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me just say to you, we see your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren.
Amen.
And if you want the next generation, you will see them also in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And listen to me, you will see them clearly.
Yes.
Do you get that?
Yes.
You will see them what?
Yes.
Clearly. As you grow older, your cornea starts getting cloudy. That is not your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Old age is not your disease.
Amen.
It's not a disease to you. But your testimony will be like that of Moses and like that of Caleb. In fact, there was one of the sons of Jacob. He said, as his age, as his years, so will his strength be. Did you catch that? That is, at the age of 80, the man will be stronger than he was when he was 60. And at the age of 90, he will be stronger and healthier than he was at the age of 80. It may be like that for the people of the world. That they grow older, they are not coming, they won't see properly again. You know, they can't recognize people. Say, come closer, come closer. Which one of you? Which one of you? No, that will be not be your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be 120 years old. Your eyes will not be dim. And your strength will not abate. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads and begin to give the Lord thanks. I've spoken enough for today. Say, Father, we give you thanks.